Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial. The Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
If a person's got all their marbles, they know themselves. They say, you know, I don't like driving at night that much. I mean, I do, but I'm not that mad about it. And there's going to come a time when I say, I'm just going to drive in the daytime. I'm not going to drive at night.
Do you mind? Do you mind me asking you at what stage you are in advancing years, Lionel?
I'm over 80.
Fair play, fair play. But you're also blessed with being very fit and athletic, and a dance and routine. You know, song and dance man. You know,
yes.
The fitness routines would have been very much to the fore.
Absolutely.
Has that helped keep you very alert as well?
Oh yes, you're very aware of what you're doing, and I think that approaches most things in my life. I was very aware of driving my kids to school or whatever, when I had a journey to do. When I finished pantomime at night and I wanted to drive back home, I'd be very aware of the way I was driving. The one thing I hate, and I've been talking about this all morning, because I'm with this firm, you know, Confused.com, and they did this trial thing, is when people tailgate you, when they're right up the back of you and they want to pass you and everything, I find that horrible.
Yeah, Confused.com did the survey, and it's a very useful survey because it reminds us that I think 56,000 motorists who are 70 or over have had their driving licence revoked and refused due to medical conditions since 2012. And I feel for those older drivers.
Oh, absolutely.
Who depend really on maybe their car for independence.
Just going up to the shops and things.
Yeah, I'm going to throw that out to people who are listening to the programme today to see if they'll react to the survey done by the company. And, you know, some of our listeners will be of a more senior variety. How important is your car to you? And if there was a rule that said at a particular age you couldn't drive anymore, would you be up in arms? I'm quite sure the Pensioners' Parliament here would be up in arms.
I think they would. It just should go to the shops. Just to get out, sometimes they can't walk that far. Just to get in a car and just go up the road or just, you know, go do a bit of shopping. You know, not necessarily at night and not dangerous. Keep to the speed limit is what I'm saying. You'll get there just at the same time as you would if you put your foot down.
Absolutely. Safe driving, sensible driving. We often refer to it on this programme. Lionel, apart from, you know, working for insurance companies and enjoying your driving, what are you doing in this day and age?
Nothing much. I'm looking forward. I want to be in a soap. I'd love to go into a soap or something. But I don't really want to dance anymore.
Yeah, but
I can.
Yeah, of course you can, but you'd be prepared to go into the likes of Coronation Street, even at your age?
Or Emma Day, any of those, I'd love it.
I must ask you one final thing, Lionel. Yeah. Paul Daniels, did you work much with Paul?
Oh, I would. Do you know, I was so upset yesterday. It really ruined my day because he was brilliant. And he was a nice man. I got on very well with him. My heart goes out to Debbie, who I know and love very much.
Lionel, I really appreciate you coming on the programme, talking to us and raising the issue about safe driving among the elderly.
My pleasure. Don't tailgate.
That's another good point. We'll emphasise that one as well. Lovely speaking to you. Thanks.
Nice
thanks for your time.
To you too.
Cheers, Lionel. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 07 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.